I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers President William Howard Taft and his visit to Kane. Despite his distinguished political career as both President of the United States and Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, William Howard Taft is perhaps best remembered for the apocryphal story that he was so large that he once got stuck in the White House bathtub. In addition, this portly public servant and native of Ohio is remembered as the last president to have sported facial hair while in office, and as the first president to throw out the inaugural pitch on opening day of the baseball season. President Taft faced long odds in his re-election bid as the final days of his four-year term wound down to Election Day on November 5, 1912. As part of his tour across the country, Taft travels in a private car from Cambridge Springs back to Washington, D.C., brought him to the Pennsylvania Railroad Station in Kane, where he addressed an enormous crowd on Saturday, October 12. According to Kane Republican editor G. Scott Smith, President Taft knew that he would lose the pending presidential election and discussed this fact candidly with him on the drive from Warren to Kane. Former President Teddy Roosevelt had split the Republican vote through his defection to the Bull Moose Party, effectively leaving the presidency to Democrat Woodrow Wilson. Smith remembers Taft's chilly reception in Kane that day, saying that 4,999 of the 5,000 in attendance must certainly have been Bull Moosers. David Howells, one of Kane's founding fathers and the town's resident statesman, introduced the 27th President of the United States, after which a voice from the crowd was heard to ask, "So where is the old potbelly?" According to Smith, President Taft took the barb in stride and said, "Think nothing of it," to sort the somewhat embarrassed crowd. "I've heard the same thing in my berth at 4 a.m. It's just what they expect from an old hired servant like me." The Philadelphia Inquirer reported that never had Kane witnessed such a demonstration as was given the president. Two bands were at the station to greet him. So great was the crowd that many were unable to get within a half of a block of the Pennsylvania station. Taft was correct in predicting that his defeat in the November 5th election would be thorough, as he won only two states and finished a distant third in both the electoral and the popular vote. Despite enacting vigorous antitrust legislation and expanding American influence overseas, his re-election bid failed miserably. In 1921, Taft was nominated as Chief Justice by President Warren G. Harding, and today remains the only person to serve as both president and chief justice. He also previously served as a U.S. Solicitor General and Secretary of War. His wife, Nellie Taft, made a notable and lasting contribution as First Lady when she arranged for the planting of over 3,000 Japanese cherry trees around the Tidal Basin and on Capitol grounds. When he died in 1930, Taft became the first president to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.